Message number 171. Evil is presented as being good while good is presented as evil. Monday, August 22, 2011 at 2010. When man questions his faith, he needs to think. If he is in doubt, then he must ask me to open his eyes. If he is finding it difficult to pray, he must ask me to open his mouth. But if he won't listen to the truth, then he needs the prayer of others. My children, I am deeply concerned at the way in which evil is presented as being good while good is being presented as evil. Everything in your world is back to front. For those of you without a deep devotion to me, you will be none the wiser. Actions are now being perpetrated in the world at every level of government, church and state in your name, and you are oblivious to this. Bad laws are being introduced and presented to mankind as being in their best interests. This includes new regimes, medicine, foreign aid, vaccination and the preaching of new religions and other doctrines. Never has there been so much confusion amongst my children. On the surface, everything is seen as being controlled and in order, and in a way it is. But the only real order that exists is by the hand of those who control world events, hidden in the comfort of their wicked ways behind closed doors. Do not be deceived, children. You must turn to me for help so that the wicked events planned by secretive global powers can be weakened. Your only route to real freedom is when you rekindle your faith in me. This will happen soon, my precious children, when I present myself to the world during the warning, which is getting closer and closer. I urge you to pray for those who have eyesight but who are blind to my most holy word. Pray for those who persist in twisting my teachings, and for my sacred servants who through cowardice are giving in to the demands made of them by governments. There is only one ruler now who is in charge of the future, and that is my eternal Father God, the Creator and Maker of everything. Pay allegiance to Him above all, and you will find a firm footing when moving forward on the path of truth. Your beloved Savior, Jesus Christ.